In November, Puerto Rico elected its first female governor. Sheila Calderon is moving quickly to fulfill a campaign promise to end U.S. bombing exercises on the nearby island of Vieques. The Pentagon says Vieques is an irreplaceable Navy training ground. Calderon's predecessor had agreed with the Clinton administration to hold a local referendum on the issue. Calderon also wants Puerto Rico to remain a commonwealth, and she says she's determined to improve the island's economy.
Well, my top priorities here in Puerto Rico as governor will be employment and housing. Obviously, economic development. We have had many losses in jobs since Section 936 was lost in Congress. So I will be pushing very hard to regain some of those incentives.
Well, explain 936 for us. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, 936 was a section of the U.S. Internal Revenue Code which provided for special tax incentives for industrial investment here in Puerto Rico. It was a very powerful economic development tool, one was that was extremely important for our well-being.
Well, can you get that back?
Well, we will push to get it back. I want to pull together a united front of not only politically, but of the industrial sector, the manufacturing sector, commercial, private and public, because we need it very, very badly.
Your predecessor was in favor of statehood. You are not.
No, I'm not. I value our present relationship. I want a relationship to be permanent, but I favor, as does the majority of Puerto Ricans, the present Commonwealth relationship. The fact that we have a different culture, a different identity and language, the present Commonwealth relationship provides a space to protect that and to preserve it, and I think it's very important for us. And for the last 50 years, we have voted repeatedly, the majority of Puerto Ricans, to preserve and sustain the Commonwealth relationship. It really is the will of the majority of the people.
One of your campaign priorities was an immediate end to the U.S. bombing exercises in Vieques. Do you not have an agreement with Washington that that's going to end in several years?
Well, the former governor signed an agreement with President Clinton, and that agreement had certain provisions that really were not supported by the majority of Puerto Ricans. So even though we recognize the agreement was a step forward, I will be starting conversations with the U.S. government in order to improve that agreement, and meanwhile taking provisions here to be sure that we can carry through my promises and my commitments and do everything that's in our power to stop as soon as possible the military practices which we know are affecting the health of the Vieques residents.
Now, you had wanted a referendum by your citizens for an immediate end.
I have promised that I will work in Washington to improve the conditions of the referendum that was agreed on, one which we feel is not democratic, one which we feel is not fair for us because there are only two options, and we want to change the referendum the way it has been framed. If that does not work out, if I'm not successful in that, then we will have our own local referendum as soon as possible.
Earlier you mentioned options in connection with the bombing. What options were you referring to?
There are two options. One, for the Navy to stay forever there doing the live bombing and live military practices, and for that Puerto Ricans would get a $15 million grant. Or secondly, three more years of non-live ammunitions, bombing.
Another priority of yours is to improve Puerto Rico's image. What is that image now, and how do you hope to change it?
Well, we feel that the people of Puerto Rico are very hardworking, productive people, a country that does not want to be dependent on federal aid, that wants to have the dignity of having their jobs and working for their livelihood. And this is a lovely island of very happy, affectionate, open people. And we want to project Puerto Rico as it is.
Sheila Calderon is the governor of Puerto Rico.